Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes, along with Sister Velvet, to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost for your ministry to go into the jails and prison, preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons. I'm telling you, in time past. And I know we're here on radio like we always do, preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise God. Amen. We have this powerful message talking about living holy, husband and wives, how you should treat your children. Amen. Amen. Holiness covers the whole part of everybody, your whole life. We're going to continue the message on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Some people want to serve God halfway. Just because the Lord delivered you from drinking alcohol, clean your life up from running the streets, clean your life up from getting in trouble with the law of man, getting locked up in prison. You get your job, you're working now. You're doing good now. All of that's nice. But holiness goes further than that. Holiness, God wants you to serve Him with all your heart, not just 50 or 60 or 70, 80 or 90% of your heart, but 100%. God is a jealous God. He wants all of us, not just part of us, but all of us. Don't give no time to the devil. But we live in an age, especially in 2023, people feel like if you're living morally good, then you're saved. That's what man said. But that's not what God said. The Lord commanded us to be holy. And I'm a holiness preacher. Holiness goes further than living a moral life. But when you're a child of God, being washed in the blood of the Lamb, being baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and that with fire, you believe in living holy. You hear me? Praise God. You believe in being an example for the world, so that people will know Christ bring forth a difference. Okay? And people need to understand, know that. There are certain things a true saint of God will not do. And people need to understand, know that. Hypocrites, we live in an age, there are so many hypocrites out here. Hypocrites in the church. Hypocrites in the pulpit. Talking about the Christian, talking about they are saved. But Jesus wants people to demonstrate it in your life. Christ brings forth a change. And when the Lord saves you from your sin, you will live right. That's why I preach it here on radio. I preach it on internet. I write my, publish my books, for people to understand God wants people to live holy. If you want to make heaven your home, then you must live holy. Praise God. And serve God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, all your strength. Because the life we live will be judged by Almighty God. It's not what man said. It's not what the judge said downtown, but it's what God said. Because God is the judge above all. And we must answer to him if you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven. I'm telling you, praise God. That's the reason why I preach it. Amen. Let people know holiness is what God loves. He loves holiness. How in the world are you going to go to heaven if you hate holiness? So many people, they hate holiness. Can't stand it. Because the devil is in them. That's why. Praise God. Amen. And you sure can't go to heaven hating God. I'm telling you, praise God. If you, amen. When Christ come in us, we love this word. We want to be more like Jesus. Sing that song. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. How long to be like him. So meek and lowly. So humble and holy. How I long to be like him. I'm telling you, you want to be like Jesus. Walk like Jesus. Talk like Jesus. Live like Jesus. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because Christ makes a difference. You have Christian marriages. When you have a Christian marriage, the husband loves his wife. And as the years go by, you get more deeply in love. Amen. One with the other. I'm talking what I know. When Christ is in the midst, you will love one another. And go deep in love as the years go by. We sang that song, Missionary Velvet. Jesus is sweeter as the days go by. Amen. Jesus' love is sweeter as the days go by. I'm telling you. And when Christ in a marriage, the husband will love his wife. The wife loves the husband. As the years go by, you get deeper in love. I'm telling you, glory to God. But when people don't have it, amen. I'm telling you, they just like the world. Act like the world. Just like them soap operas out there. Amen. Somebody else look better than their wife do. Somebody else look better than the husband do. Cheating on one another. Get divorced and remarried. All that devilish mess. I'm telling you. I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast. Because I'm telling you, I'm a holiness preacher. You heard me? Praise God. Time out for playing church. It's time to be real for God if you want to make heaven your home. I'm telling you, praise God. Because God ain't pleased at all this foolishness going on out here. Amen. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. But husband, love your wife. And wife, love the husband. Praise God. Amen. Worldliness and drifting from the Lord. Those are two things that messes up a marriage. If you want a good marriage, you need to love Christ and stop being worldly. And that's what hurting the church. Amen. Letting the devil come in with the world. Letting the devil come in your marriage with the world. But when Christ come in you, the world goes out. And holiness be's a part of your life. And people need to understand no that. Praise God. You believe in serving the Lord. Living for God. Have prayer in your home. Yes, pray. Have family prayer. Pray before you go to work. Pray before you go to school. Pray before you go downtown. Pray. Have prayer in your homes. Read your Bible. Amen. I'm telling you, sing spiritual songs, Holy Ghost songs in your home. Serve the Lord and attend church. Praise God. Have 10 prayer services. Go to church and put your time in your local church. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. Because Christ is coming back for people that are ready. Not get ready, but one that is ready. Now, I know some people want to enjoy, play with the devil and enjoy sin and say God is a forgiving God. But I want to let you know, time out for playing church. Because God don't like people playing with the devil. Amen. And talking about God is a forgiving God. Amen. Missionary Velvet, Hebrews 10 and 26. What did the Bible say about these people wanting to play with the devil? And talking about God is a forgiving God.
For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sin.
You heard what that Bible said? Amen. God don't like it when people are serving sin willfully. You know it's wrong and do it anyway. Talking about God is a forgiving God. Amen. People need to stop that mess. Because you can't get forgiveness until you get sincere from your heart and stop your sinning. That's when God will hear you and forgive you for your sin, that you will come out of it. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put that joy in their soul. Put that peace in their mind. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Deliver them and set them free by the power of God. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come our beautiful companion, Bishop Evelyn.
Praise and praise and praise. And the song said, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves us so much. And I hope that we can be able to see and receive and believe how much he loves us. He gave his life for you and I so we can be free. So don't let his dying be in vain for you. Allow him to come into your life to fully rule in you each and every day. We must do that to be able to be saved and to be able to live holy. And to be able to live a good marriage and to be able to treat our fellow man right. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus has not forgotten you. He loves you. He really does. You just allow him to come on in and rule in your life too. Those in the free world, your prayer supporter, our minister, continue to pray for us as we pray for you that God will rule in your life too, that you can be able to live holy in this present world so that you can be ready to go with the Lord when he comes for you. Remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, but whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. You can live holy. You can live right in this present world, but you got to allow God to do it. He can do the impossible. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. As soon as we get green light, going back into jails and prison, doing what the Lord called us to do. Spanish speaking immigrants, right for Spanish material, all free to prisoners, because Jesus loved the Spanish speaking people. To next broadcast, Chaplain William Owen, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.